All right, the next exercise, again, one of my favorites. I know I say this about every exercise, but this one is the be, do, and have list. And this really is an exercise that I encourage you to do every month as a big one, and then every week as to kind of what's going on in your life at the moment, what sort of things you want to show up really quickly, and then even do it daily for even better results. Now, I know I didn't make up the be, do, and have exercise. This is a very common goal setting exercise in the personal development space. But even if you've done it 1,000 times, trust me, you cannot overdose on the be, do, and have list. You could do this every single day and imagine what you could create in your life. So let me explain if you've never heard it before. The be, do, and have list is just a way of categorizing your different goals. And it's a different way of building your manifesting muscle. So think of it, you know, this is just a warm up. If you do it every day, you're just writing down just little goals that you want to show up. That's a bit of a warm up. And then you're building your skill to bigger and bigger goals. So let me explain the be, the do, and the have. It's really freaking obvious, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because there are some subtleties around it. So be is anything in your life that you would like to be. So for example, be a professional makeup artist, be an entrepreneur, be a full-time stay-at-home mother, be a best-selling author, be an Oscar-winning actress, be an award-winning writer, be happy, be a professional speaker, be self-employed. Okay, so I think you've got the idea. It really is anything that you could end, you know, I want to be a blah, blah, blah. Okay, hopefully you got that. Now, here's what I want to say with the be. When people do it, sometimes you get in a bit of a rut and you go, I want to be happy. I want to be peaceful. I want to be a good mom. I want to be, and it starts to go along down that track. And sometimes those things can, it's hard to make them specific. So I'll give you some tips about that in a sec. But as you're doing it, you know, you can write down a few of those, but just be aware of how many of them you're writing and try and get a little bit more specific with it. So the do things on your list are things that you would like to do with your time. So this could be something that's a one-off thing, or it could be something that, you know, you do on a daily basis. So for example, I want to go on a yoga retreat twice a year. Or it could be I want to walk the Great Wall of China. So it could be, you know, bucket list things. Or it could be I want to meditate every single day. I want to, you know, go to Vegas and see Cirque du Soleil. Now, I know that you are probably a very creative person, so I'm sure you can think of amazing things on this list. It can be absolutely massive, and this is why I say it's good to do this monthly and then weekly and then daily. Or you can even do it, you know, for a year. So it could be something like, I love to go traveling to Egypt and see the pyramids. Or it could be, I want to do a master's in psychology. So it could be anything that you'd really spend your time on, whether that's travel, day-to-day stuff, courses that you want to do in the future, qualifications that you want, or really anything that you would like to enjoy your time doing. And then the have. So this is where you can get really, really fun with it. So it could be anything physical that you would want, but it also could be qualities that you want in yourself. So it's kind of like the be list where you could put, you know, be happy and all that kind of stuff, or you could be more specific and say, be a best-selling author. And it's the same with the have. So it could be, I want to have a new pair of GHD hair straighteners. Or it could be, I want to have peace of mind in my life. Again, you want to kind of be specific about it. So there will be some overlaps between the columns. Don't get too caught up in it. The idea is not to get it perfect, remember. The idea for this entire step two about getting clearer on what you want is just to do it. And could it be that simple? Yes. Could it really be just that simple, just to write down your goals every day in different ways? Yes. It's a great step. Remember, it's not the entire formula. And this is where we can kind of get caught up in reading books about goal setting or thinking that you have to do goal setting perfectly. And it's just not. If you've been doing work on the decluttering side, well, you know what? Every time you set a goal, it is going to be much easier to manifest and you're going to get better and better at it. So you're going to spend the next couple of minutes now working on your be, do, and have. If you're listening to this recording, I do encourage you to pause it if you want to. Otherwise, don't just stop and move on to something else. Because really, this is one of those things that you could procrastinate on, or you could just see it as no big deal, and you can just jot down a few things in your be, do, have column. It's not being written in concrete. You are literally just writing a list that you can write up again and again. Now, if you are freaking out about this and you're backing away and you're about to press stop and then run away so you don't have to do it, that's okay too. I'd love you to identify what's actually coming up for you. Go back to step number one and declutter it, forgive it, and get rid of it. So then you can come back, put your pen to paper, and just begin. Just write down a few things. As you do this exercise more and more, not only will you get better at it and more specific, but your dreams might start to shift. You might decide that you want to manifest bigger and better each time. And you might decide that one goal in particular wants to be broken down into even further be, do, and haves. And that is great as well. So let me talk a little bit here about being afraid to put things down in pen. So this is really interesting. I don't know why it happens like this, but it's like if you put something down on pen and paper, it will commit you to do it. And then you won't want to do it, or you'll get scared about it. So for example, you want a particular car, and you know you know the make and model and the brand and the color and everything, but there's a part of you that thinks, oh well, I probably will only be able to get a crappy secondhand car, so you're not even going to ask for what you want. Now, really gorgeous, it really doesn't hurt for you to write down exactly what you want. It's totally fine. It's just a piece of paper. It's just a pen. It's not committing you to anything. And you never know what the universe has in store for you. So you might think, oh, I'd really love to go on a 12-week trip throughout Europe. That would be amazing. But it's just a bit unrealistic. So I'll settle for going for a weekend away in, you know, my caravan. You can still write down the weekend away if that's something you want to do, but the idea of it is to write down something that you really, really want and get really excited for it. So if you've read, you know, all the ins and outs about how I manifested the ultimate job competition, you'll know that I wrote down 6 months that I wanted to go traveling. I wanted to find a way to pay for it, and I wanted £3,000 a month spending money. And all of those things were ticked off on the ultimate job. But imagine if I'd just written that I wanted to go away for a month or a week or a weekend, and I thought, oh, well, I'll survive on £1,000 a month spending money. Well, you know what? I probably would have gotten that exactly. So trust me when I say that this be, do, and have exercise really has the power to change your life. So, you know, every time you write it down, it might be slightly different. And sometimes you'll write things down and you don't even know where they'll come from. So when I talked about manifesting my penthouse apartment, it was because I made a tiny little mistake one day when I was writing out my be, do, and have. Because I used to write buy a multi-million dollar house overlooking the ocean. And one day when I was rewriting my be, do, have list, I actually wrote out live in a multi-million dollar house overlooking the ocean. And I really liked the mistake, and it was only because I just was writing it down all the time. And that set into motion a different set of events that led me to just 6 weeks later living in a penthouse apartment, because I gave up the idea of buying it and just wanted to live in it. So I made that one little shift and I ended up renting a place that I never ever thought that I can afford. So that's why you can either keep a running list of all the things that you want, or you can start afresh every time and just see what comes out. Writing down your be, do, have list is really one of the secrets of successful women, and it is definitely one of my secrets. It is one of those things that you think is so simple that you think there must be a catch, but there's not, gorgeous. There really isn't. So take a couple of moments now, if you haven't already, to write down your be, do, and have list, because I know it's going to change your life. And before you move on, I want you to make sure that you've at least got three things in every column. Three things in your be, three things in your do, three things in your have list. And people really laugh when I work with them one-to-one, because they'll write something down and I go, nah. And they go, what do you mean? I say, I just don't believe you. I think there's something bigger that you want. Or I say, that's boring. You're boring me. And they go, oh, yeah, Denise, you're right. I actually don't want that. I want this instead. And I go, yes, that's amazing. So I'm not saying it to be mean. I'm not saying that you should, you know, entertain me with your goals. But it's like, really? Do you really want to get excited about that? Or would you prefer to get excited about what you really want? Something that's a bit of a stretch, something exciting, and something that could potentially change your life. It's always your choice, gorgeous. And remember, you can be, do, and have absolutely anything in your life. And I believe that you can.